News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:06 here, December the 3rd in Redding, California. Phone lines here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning,
huh? Good morning, and we want to make sure everybody is very careful out there today. I drove down to Sacramento and did a turnaround yesterday. So I drove from Sacramento, and I just remember being on the Capitol Freeway, and there was some crazy guy in a truck honking, like, get out of the way. And, you know, it's when it starts to rain really hard, you know, you have to be extremely careful. I do go slower. I happen to be kind of a fast driver, but I slowed down, even though I've got this four-wheel drive and a Jeep around me. This guy was just completely out of control, and I know that there's people out there like that. So he honked. He was going in and out of traffic, and you can't see as well when it rains. So be careful, because that's what the prediction is. We've got throughout the week showers, especially today and tonight, 100% chance of showers. So thank God it's raining, but be extra careful. Thursday, it looks like we have a high of 56 with a 60% chance of showers. And Friday, we have 60% chance of showers. And then throughout the week, like we said. So isn't that wonderful? We've been praying for this weather, and finally it's here. The weather's brought to you by our friends at Shasta Gas. I mean, at Shasta Gas Propane, that's right, where our customers are warm friends. They give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Currently 54 degrees.
Okay, and wet. Even the weather rock is wet. And and considering it's inside, we're a little concerned about that. Hey, let's go to the phone. We've already got first phone caller already. Gary, good morning. Do you have you want to talk about the city council?
Good morning, Carl and Linda, and we are enjoying the rain, aren't we?
Yes.
We are. We're going to ask some questions later on, is how come there's so much water being let out also?
Right. Well, as expected, the old city council accepted the results of the Measure B vote. That's the McConnell land deal. By a 3-2 vote, Jones and Cad dissented because of the cloud of the clawback clause over the land deal. And there was some discussion, maybe the time limit of the clawback clause expiring in July 2015 will make all this stuff moot, or who knows what might happen with the grand jury if... Anyway, so much for that. And then a very pleasant transition to the new city council was smooth, and the McConnell gang of four performed as expected, even though Councilman Cad tried to educate the others about the Brown Act. The other four voted to put the public comment session and their First Amendment rights to the back of the meeting. Thus, that's stifling public participation, which is the general idea, and one of the new members did that while serving on another board. And then another issue, who knew what and when regarding the clawback clause was discussed, and the regarding McConnell land deal, and that was shoveled under the obfuscation rug by a 4-1 vote, CAD being dissenting vote. So the Francie Missy group denied a request asking the city administration for a report to make the matter more transparent. So, all right, we're down two. And then the pattern of the 4-1 vote that's been seems to be established for the Reading for the next 4 years. It looks like that's where we are.
What was the last vote?
To make a bet with Theodore. I can't remember his last name. He's one of the labor union reps.
Yeah.
About the need of taxation, and he says, "Oh no." He says, next year, he said, the city and the county will float a 1/2 cent sales tax increase for 2015. So I just wondering if you knew anything about that one.
Kristen Schrader said that she would be she would support a 1/2 cent sales tax on things. She was on the show yesterday. She said that.
Yeah.
And, you know, the point is what's the plan if they're going to do that? And it failed this year by, even though it passed, 54%, it was still not close to the 66%. So if they do like Anderson does and says, hey, look, we're going to say that, at least 50% goes into police, then it becomes that 1/2 cent sales tax, which gives them more. I have no doubt that they're going to do it because there's no way they're going to cut other things. I mean, they've already said that. Even though that I was a little surprised that right away, even though this is what Missy had navigated it to this, about the new city council members voting against the idea of at least trying to have the public comment portion open in the beginning again, just to see how it works. But instead, keeping it at the end, it cuts out a lot of people because, frankly, people don't want to sit through a lot of the city council meeting just to, you know, for the end of it. And then you've got people who've got kids or people who've got actually have jobs the next day that they have to be there. So I was surprised that, you know, well, in a way, I was surprised. Kristen, when she was on the show yesterday, she said, I'm going to listen to both sides, but to me, it was pretty obvious she had made up her mind which way she wanted to go.
Right, since you mentioned Kristen, that's what she did well on the high school board, is stifle public comment, especially for the union president. And of course, last night, since it had expired, the public comment was at the front. And I guess in clarification through the city attorney, then this will be coming in effect, January.
Yeah, they have to pass an ordinance. They have to.
I don't know the date, and they'll move.
They have to change.
And I do want to compliment your station, the Jefferson State of Mind and Sovereign Minds, and then the newspaper, The Lantern, will be the venues that the truth will be put forth and can be discussed, because I see no other venues for it. So anyway, Linda, and you are to be complimented with the guest you have on and the time that you make available for the public discussion of city issues and so on and so forth.
Well, you know, Gary, that was one of the reasons we started the station, was to open it up to the community, to all points of view.
Well, Gary, you've been a supporter from day one, and we appreciate you calling right in, because it's like, you know, you feel like, how many letters to the editor can you write, you know, and within your circle, how much can you, you know, kvetch? So this is perfect, and I don't mean you're kvetching, but I mean, you know what I'm saying, just
right.
Expelling,
so, thank you both,
sharing.
You bet.
All
thanks.
Enjoy
thanks.
The rain,
all right. You
and,
too.
Thank you. Okay, thanks a lot, Gary. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to be back. But, you know, you were gone. You were gone on Monday night. You were down there.
Yeah, I drove down to my actually, yes, I did. I had a couple of business things to take care of, and I have somebody who I loved dearly that I spent a great deal of time with. And I think, you know, it's a time of really – right now we all are going through the holidays, what it is to remember people. And I had somebody who I used to see on a regular basis, you know, it would be like having a hairdresser. You know what I'm talking about. Somebody that you would see that was part of my life for maybe 15, 20 years. And she went through ovarian cancer. And I just had this real – And even though she's on the back side of it, she's doing so well, and she calls it her process. I like that, her process. I just wanted to see her and just look her in the eyes and tell her how grateful I was to that I have had her in my life. And that was important for me to drive down there and come back. And I think that's, I would just love to encourage everyone to do that, you know, to do that for this season. I mean, that's worth a lot of, you know, you can give things, but the gift of time and your heart and your feelings are really an important thing. So Anyway, it was great to come back, and let's take a break. We'll come right back. Please stay with us. We've got calls and comments and all kinds of wonderful things here at KCNR 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
Get 0% financing for up to 72 months right now on all new 2015 Kia Optimas and Kia Sorentos at Redding Kia and a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Plus, complimentary lifetime oil changes. See Redding Kia for details. On approval of credit, plus government fees, taxes, any dealer documentation processing charge, and any emission testing charge, must finance through Kia Motors Finance, subject to prior sale. This offer ends December 3rd. Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Redding, ReddingKia.com.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, Drips, or Drops, you've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater, pure and simple, naturally the best.
And all American, too.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Hello, Frank Muse with Norton Lights Energy. Kathy and I would like to thank all of our customers who pay their bills on time. The delivery drivers are back from the fires and filling a lot of kerosene tanks, so don't wait till winter. Kathy has a lot of 1 gallon to 2.5 gallon propane bottles for all the campers and hunters. They're a lot easier to handle. We are doing a lot more wet hosing on construction sites for those who don't want to worry about fuel on site. Give Danny a call. Kathy and Johnny still have 1 or 2 used heaters left. They're going quick. If you need a new gauge or a filter on your kerosene tank, be sure to let us know and we'll bring one out with your next delivery. Northern Lights Energy, Corning, Weaverville, and Redding. Family owned, small business, and great people. Not a lot of answering machines. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy. KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Our 1460. You told me to start, you can turn me on there, Bob.
I love this.
Oh, yeah?
I was talking to the computer.
Oh!
Hurry up and start! Hurry up and start!
That's what you said, and I thought, okay, you're the guy. Hey, Carl Lindebaugh, welcome back to
KCNR
1460, 7:20 in the morning, 54 degrees out there. It's going to be raining all day today. Loving that rain.
Okay, you know what's really cool? Sorry, I was talking over you there. You know, we come in, it's like bombs away. After driving, God, white knuckle driving, really, because, you know, you're on 5. And anyway, so got home, just really pooped, and it was great. Okay, so we have our Sleep Number bed, you know, we can change the numbers all the time, which is great because, you know, it's a dual air control.
Dual air technology.
And so, you know, I usually sleep at 45. So I get up this morning because after you sleep, you set it up to 100 the next day or the next morning because you don't want it to create any kind of memory. So you set it up to 100. I realize that this is how good this bed is. Okay. So I get up this morning and I realize I never set mine down to my number, but I still slept really well. So I was at 100 last night and you had yours down. And I said, well, thanks a lot because, you know, sometimes you know how you try to. Ladies, you understand that sometimes there's a keeper of the controls, and usually that's the big thing you give to your man. Here's the controls. I want you to feel manly. You can control.
I do not need a remote for dual air technology to feel manly, really. I mean, come on. But what happened was my sleep number setting is 45, and I left it like that from the night before because I don't get so wound up in having to do put it back up to 100 every day. Anyway, hey, it's a great bed. You know, give your loved one and give yourself a gift of sleep.
That is. We have friends that are going to do that for Christmas. That's our Christmas present to each other as a couple. I mean, we're getting a new mattress.
It's rated number one by Consumer Reports, which doesn't take any type of money from advertisers. It's a great bed and it's low. And it's
made in USA.
And it's got guarantees, everything on it. And it's, you know, what's better than a good night's sleep every night? Head on down to Target Shopping Center to our Sleep Number store and go see Brian and Janice. Let them tell you about that. And, of course, the Sleep IQ technology, which is just in there, too, which also will help you sleep. And right now you can save $300 on most of their popular beds right now. Head on down there. Okay, let's go to the phones. Charles, thanks for waiting.
Yeah. did you hear Rick DuVernay's latest excuse?
I didn't hear his latest excuse.
Well, now he's claiming that the clawback provision was confidential under attorney-client privilege, which is absurd. Actually, I can think of a few other words, but I can't use any of them. But
no, you can, but we just have to delete you.
Right. But, I mean, if it was subject to attorney-client privilege, I mean, the grant, the grant means that money means that it was applied for. There was a council decision to apply for it. The grant, the application was accepted. The money was then offered. The council back, 20 years ago accepted the money, all of that would be matter of public record. So to say that what happened 19 or 20 years ago in the public record is now subject to attorney-client privilege is just, that defies belief and common sense. Well, and yet that was Rick DuVernay's latest excuse for claiming for his back and forth on whether it was public record or not back, during the election.
Well, it's just, the whole thing could have been handled, much better, obviously.
Well, yeah.
You go back and look at it, Rick Bassetti up to the, he probably still says it as he doesn't believe that he made the wrong decision, nor is he, would he change it. A lot of people believe, though, that he should, that the people didn't need to know about this. did need to know that about the clawback. And if it had been brought up last April, it would have made no difference, frankly, in the election. But now it just gives people that were not in agreement with the election just more fodder to keep grinding. So, and you know, it, the whole thing is it could have been handled differently. So,
well, and,
anyway, but the big thing I see is that this is kind of too is that, you know, somebody actually said that, well, maybe we need to have the grand jury look into, going to who released this information. I mean, come on. I mean, did Missy say that? Did you hear something that says, oh, maybe we should have the grand jury look into, you know, releasing who released this information?
Well, you know, during the council meeting, DuVernay made statements to the effect of accusing Gary of somehow violating the Brown Act by talking about the emails that were released to the newspaper.
Yeah, anyway. DuVernay's on his way out, and we have a new city council. I'm a little upset that they voted to put the. I'm not surprised. I'm really not surprised, but I'm upset that they did. That they voted to keep the public comment at the end. I think that cuts out a lot of people.
Well,
getting back to that, the
explanation that, you know, for example, that Weaver gave in defense of his vote didn't seem to make a whole lot of sense in light of the fact that under the current policy, the soon-to-be-overturned policy, I might add, only the first 30 minutes of public comment is at the beginning, with the remainder, if any, deferred to the end. So for him and others on the council who voted for it to say, oh, well, you know, this unduly delays the...
I know, it's just the first 30... first 30 minutes. So it is, and then the rest is deferred. I find it interesting that these people that wrote about representing the people, and they're saying, well, this doesn't do anything to help get the work done. Well, 30 minutes of listening to people that are just, you know, that have something to say doesn't seem like it doesn't keep the work done. We got other people, Charles. Thanks a lot for calling. Hey, Henry, good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, Henry.
Great.
How are you?
I've been listening to the comments this morning about the new city council.
I think we need to give them a chance here, see what they can do.
I think they've had a chance at the last meeting. It sounds to me like McConnell is still running the city. Now, being said that, and considering the fact that Tammany Hall we have in Reading, I think that they should form a petition to let the people speak at those meetings early. And if they don't do that, then I think we should start recalls immediately of those who voted for that.
You would think that for three, you know, for 30, you would think that 30 minutes isn't a lot out of their busy days.
It isn't a lot out of their busy day, plus the fact that they are not representing the people of Reading when they do that.
Well, you know, I think that, here's the thing, Henry, is the people of Reading voted them in. They voted in Brent Weaver, they voted in Christian Schrader, and they voted in Francie Sullivan, two of which are Liberal Democrats. And this is a conservative community, and yet they voted them in. So the community has spoken. And so we give them a chance. You know, if this is what they want, fine. But then in 4 years or in 2 years when Missy comes up, in 2 years when CAD comes up, that they we get a chance to vote again and see what happens.
This isn't going to change things.
Well,
because
probably
these
won't.
People have got their minds made up already about what they're going to do and how they're going to do it. Now, it's pretty evident that they don't want their constituents to say anything at a meeting. This kind of borders on dictatorship almost.
Well, They are allowing it. It's just at the end of the meeting. If you want to stay around, then you can say anything you want. What they're doing is saying, hey, look, we want to get the work out of the way first, and then public comment at the end. Now, do I agree with that? No, I think they should do 30 minutes up front just to get everybody warmed up. But that's just me.
Well, and I didn't run. There's a lot of people who feel that way.
Well, you know what? If that was one of the that was one of the problems, but that was down on the end. After things like, Weaver says he wants to put a plan in for public safety. And already Francie has said, well, you know, I don't want to give the staff too much work here. So she's talking about it going in February, if I read the article right. So anyway, Henry, we got to run. We got to break.
Okay.
Thanks, Henry.
Bye.
This has got a lot of people all fired up already. You know, but, you know, it's like this.
I feel like the people, Carl, from what I'm getting, is that all anybody wants is to be heard.
Yeah.
And when you wait to the end, that some people work. They get up early and they have to be up early.
You got kids.
Tending to things. I love Laura Ingraham's statement, by the way, about how, you know, it happened. That's a whole other sidebar. But if you're sitting there at a meeting and you're waiting for your 3 minutes to be heard.
Your 3 minutes. And that's what it is.
Frustrating as heck.
You're talking about 10 people. For 3 minutes apiece, and yet, you know what? This is the way the city of Reading voted. And if that, and obviously that was not on their top list of things, but we're going to see what they can do. They said they were going to fix the public safety problems, but you can bet that there's going to be a tax raise in here, my friends. Okay, hey, look, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bond.
A little holiday magic can go a long way, especially when it comes to shopping. Online superstores just don't have the cheer and warmth you need when winter kicks in and the to-do lists get long. But there's one place that really celebrates the season. Mount Shasta Mall's 80 stores and services help you give with confidence, and all the special seasonal events make sure you can enjoy some signature holiday magic. Charity Trail of Trees and Family Dynamics presents Storytime with Santa this Saturday, December 6th at the food court beginning at 9:30 a.m. A free book to the first 200 children donated by First Five Shasta. Milk and cookies will be served. Crafts and activities following at JCPenney and Macy's courts from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Drawings and giveaways from all gift cards and Turtle Bay memberships. Mark your calendar and join the fun. Find the cheer this year when you celebrate and shop at the Mount Shasta Mall. Give a little magic.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're usually too busy taking care of our patients to boast about our accomplishments. But when you're the only hospital in the North State ranked as a 100 top hospital in the nation 2 years in a row, and your emergency department is the only one in the region recognized as a certified chest pain center, well, it was hard to keep our pride from showing. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You don't have to be the biggest to be the best.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Did you know
know Turtle Bay offers free admission to active duty military families? Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Liberty on the Border, is a perfect opportunity to enjoy this perk. Starting October 11th, you can learn why the Civil War came about and the impact it still has on society today. Liberty on the Border is presented by Senator Maurice and Marianne Johannesson, supported by Best Western Plus Hilltop Inn, C.R. Gibbs American Grill, and KCNR 1460 AM Free Fire Media. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Now, come with me now.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460, currently 54 degrees in the downtown studio. Showers today, rain. It just says 100%. You know, we get our forecast from the National Weather Service. And they do a printout for the week. Today it says it's going to be 56, so just a couple degrees warmer than it is now. Showers tonight back down to about 48, so kind of just a 10-degree, not a biggie there, but rain. And Thursday, 6% chance of showers with our highs of 56 and lows of 47 and rain throughout the week. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry.
You know, they're celebrating their 21st anniversary down there, and Leonard's been in the business 46 years.
Leonard's the guy that if you want to get a loose stone, a special diamond or pearl or emerald or something to set into a ring or have something made. He's an expert on opals. He has some vintage jewelry there, which I love, estate pieces. And inside of the Four Winds Jewelry is the only watch repair, really a guy that can take apart a timepiece and reconstruct it. So, you know, it's a one-stop shop. Get your batteries done, fixed in your watches.
Everything there.
He's on Hilltop Drive, 2225.
Right across from Sierra Gibbs, Four Winds Jewelry. Okay, let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Carl, Linda, darling.
Yes, darling.
Gray Bird is here to cheer you up with a song. It's called Christmas in Reading, and you had a tough time coming home from Sacramento, that mean man in that truck.
Yes.
So I have a song to cheer you up. It's called Christmas in Reading. Are you ready?
Sure.
Jack Frost biting off your nose. Frostbite freezing off your toes. The council did bad. Ain't nobody glad. Another Christmas in Reading. Think I got a future?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Obviously, we're going to have to get you a recording contract right away.
Okay, thanks. I thought so. I practiced that in front of my mirror.
Well, you need to do that. That and any...
No, anyway,
that was
last
good.
Night,
yes.
I think Mr. Duvernay drank about 6 gallons of water. It was pretty interesting, but... On the grand jury thing, actually, Gary Catt brought that up, held up the memo in question.
Okay.
That, quote, quote, was confidential, and also said to everybody, the public and everybody, that, hey, he's more than happy to go to the grand jury with Mr. Duvernay and tell the truth and take his chances. And as far as I know, with client-attorney privilege, that's just a document that says a client-attorney privilege. Now, from what I understand, if anybody divulges that, the only ramification of that is that a client attorney privilege doesn't count anymore.
Yeah, you know.
So I don't know what.
Well, I think that Duvernay said, he said that none of this is grand jury stuff fodder. So anyway.
Well, I think that what he, well, no, that's not what
really?
Was said a little while ago. But
okay.
I think the deal is that we keep brushing off all this stuff as, come on, this isn't serious. Come on. You know, there's a lot of really serious stuff going on, and frankly, I think that a lot of those guys have got to be nervous about a lot of stuff. I mean, has there been any feedback about this supposed Brent Weaver investigation on that 460? We know there's an investigation. Anybody heard any more on that?
Nope, nothing from the FPPC.
Not a peep, huh?
Nope.
Okay, you got that, and then you've got what's going on here. I know that Andrew made a couple of comments last night that were interesting. About what should be done and how there should be an independent investigation. And really and truly, you just can't hold back information. I mean, you just can't do it. I mean, you know, it just, well, it isn't known as just a boo-boo. I believe it might be called breaking the law.
Well, that'd be interesting to see if somebody who doesn't tell everybody what's going on with a deal, if that's breaking the law, or if it's just, or just like Rick Bassetti says, hey, that was my judgment on it.
Linda, honey, I hope that nobody tries to run you off the road in Sacramento. They'll have to deal with all of us.
It was just...
Gosh, people need to be better in driving.
Oh, man.
Good grief. Holy mackerel.
Honking and just like move over. And I was next to a big four-wheel. I mean, a big, a trucker. So I was just taking my time to get behind him or in front of him with the big old rain. It scared me.
Okay. All right. Hey, Terry, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
You bet. And good song. Like that. It scared you. It's not nice. Well, that's why you're carrying a gun, honey. Come on. Scare him back.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Hey, Shasta County bans all e-cigs in all businesses, stadiums, county buildings, and other enclosed spaces throughout the county. This one company that this is what they do is sells e-cigs, says, or vapes. I guess you're vaping.
No vaping zone.
No vaping zone. Says, hey, look, this is what we do. People come in there to buy this stuff. Why can't they, try it out? Oh, sorry. Even though Modi says, well, maybe we ought to look at, an exemption for that business. And then they decided not to. So, and it's funny how what Dave Keogh says, at what point in our quest to safeguard community health has government gone too far? And he asks rhetorically, however, concluding that our paramount obligation as government officials is to provide for the public safety and public health. What is the big difference? I mean, there is a certain point.
Are they going to go all Bloomberg on us?
Well, you know what? You can say that, it started with cigarettes. Yeah, well, really, it started with like seatbelts and helmets on motorcycles and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get into stuff like, it's cigarette. Now it's e-cigs. And you're right. Bloomberg wanted to ban all soft drinks over
large sodas.
Large sodas. Okay. Which he tried to do. And then that was going to be against, they're going to fight that one in court. But at what point does it stop? Is the government going too far in this? It's e-cigs, but what is the next? Is the next thing something like Cokes? Or let's do like some of these cities in California. Put a tax on any type of drink that has sugar in it.
Already, vending machine operators are required to post the nutritional content of all items in the vending machine prominently.
Well, frankly, you buy something out of a vending machine, I don't expect it to be, something I'm going to live on, that this is a healthy, something exceptionally healthy.
Has to be the law of the land.
I know, but the bottom line is, are you kidding? Do people actually think you're going to get something out of a vending machine besides water that's, that meets the, one of the, what are you supposed to have, the five main food groups every day? I mean,
they're starting to do protein bars.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm into this thing where it's like, when do we start taking responsibility again? I mean, I'm responsible for what I put into my body, and I'm responsible also for what my children put in their bodies. If I teach them how to do this, if this is their option, I want to eat four Big Macs. That's not good for you. I'm not giving you money for that. I'm not going to pay for that. I'm not going to pay for you to do that. And if you're going to gain weight, I'm going to put you on a diet. I'm responsible for my child. The government's not responsible for my child.
It takes a village.
To hell with takes a village. This is a family. A family takes care of their own. It's like my mother said, blood. It's blood that counts.
Well, that's
okay. She comes from the hills of Kentucky, and they really took that. They took that stuff seriously.
Your neighbors. Let's just say this: if you knew that a child was being neglected in the old days,
well, then you take
your neighbor.
Care of that.
You took care of the next door neighbor because you knew his mom or his dad, whatever. You helped take care of your neighbor's kids. That's just the way it was. Now, I have to, what you were talking about, this is an interesting story, and I shared this, and I think it kind of segues into something I wanted to talk about. Every now and then, I've thought in the past that he was a little snippy, and I didn't really like Brian Gumbel, but I do like watching real life sports with Brian Gumbel. And the other night, in fact, we watched it again. We taped it and watched it because I wanted Carl to see it. I watched it a second time. There was a special what do you want to call it? Just a segment that would have been about this woman who is kind of like a socialite or from, you know, upper New York, you know, society, and has decided that she wants to hunt when she wants to have control of what she's eating. She knows exactly what she's putting in her body. It's not from a store. It's not, you know, you're reading a label that perhaps maybe, you know, meat that's tainted. So she's gotten into the hunting aspect and what it is to clean and eat, you know, really, really good food. And it was really interesting because she's bringing, it was all these women that came from all walks of life that are deciding that this is really the organic way to do things is to
the urban hunter.
The urban hunter.
Right. And they're out hunting throughout, you know, all different types of meat.
Found it kind of fascinating.
It is. It's again, but people are making that choice. But see, we get back into this thing again about the government.
Well, I wanted just quickly. Oh, okay. I wanted to say I was sharing the story with my mother, and my mother said, "Well, isn't that interesting? How many people ridiculed Sarah Palin? Yeah. Isn't that what Sarah Palin did?
Yeah,
or does?
And she still does.
Okay.
Well, they ridiculed her for a number of reasons, and most of them because that she was a conservative woman who's governor of a state, and yet people just never could accept that. This woman has no experience. This woman has no experience, and yet we elect a man who's never had a job in his life to run our country. Twice we did that. See, that's why, you know, Terry and other people, when you say, you know, when they go, well, everybody's sloughing this off. Well, no, nobody's sloughing it off. But I look at it like this, is the people have voted for the representatives. And you know what? And we voted for Obama twice. I think, you know, there is a lot of buyer's remorse there from people. I mean, I never voted for him. I would never vote for Obama. It's got nothing to do with his color. It's got to do with his politics. And you know what? I've been right the whole time. Everything, everything he has done has been a, you know, look where our country is. We're reeling still.
18% turnout. We deserve what we got.
There you go. Was that 18% for Shasta County?
It was higher this time, but I was thinking of the last one.
Oh, the last one we had 20%, 18% for California, 20%. I wonder how many people voted this time. 40%, 45%. But the people have spoken. So let's give, you know, what I'm saying is we're still standing up and fighting, but we want to give them a chance. Let's move forward with this thing. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Beautiful this time of year. You've just got to get out and enjoy it. But achy, tired, and heavy legs can make you avoid things you love doing and keep you stuck inside with your feet up, missing out on the fun of fall. You may have venous insufficiency causing varicose veins, and treating it not only improves the appearance of your legs, it can also improve how they feel. So don't worry, you won't be stuck inside for very long. MD Imaging's board-certified vein specialists are your local vein and vascular treatment experts, trained in all the latest therapies for varicose veins. Our skilled doctors have been safely performing varicose vein treatments for over 9 years. Call MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center today at 245-5945 to schedule a complimentary evaluation so you can look and feel great.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
The weather outside is frightful, but the wine over on the west side is delightful.
Westside Wines at 1872 Buenaventura is your new hotspot for holiday cheer. Whether you are a wine newbie or you really know your vintages, the wine educators at Westside Wines can help you find that perfect bottle. From beautiful Bordeaux to crisp Chardonnays, their rare boutique finds will surely delight you. Westside Wines wishes you a sparkling Christmas.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth.
Welcome back to KCNR, 1460. You know what that reminds me of? Now, yesterday we had the Madrigals on, and of course, every year they sell out. When I was in high school, I was in the Madrigals, and we had this group of, I think there were... four girls and four guys, and we dressed in a gown, and the guys dressed in tuxes, and we would go appear all over, you know, with convalescent homes, in hospitals, and we did that kind of thing, and it was a cappella, wonderful, tight harmony, and it was just such a great honor. I found that I had a love, I found a love there for older people than myself, because I think those are the best teachers. So you love, especially now through the holidays, remember, you know, somebody may be an invalid, somebody who's inside, they can't get out. Go by and give them some Christmas holiday cheer, and just by a smile and saying, I'm thinking about you, would be a really big deal.
Okay, we're here to we're here with Kate Colby, Dr. Kate Colby, and Rick Kern, and we're talking about the chili cook-off and roast the chief. It's going to be like a month from now.
Right.
But
right
now, you want to start about it real quick, huh?
Yeah, Carl. Right now, what we're looking for is people to sign up to be chili cooks. We're going to have a chili cook-off competition, and there will be trophies in three categories. There's regular chili, mild chili, and then hot chili. We don't want the Louisiana hot chili, please.
Why not?
Oh, Linda, have you had the pleasure of trying that stuff? Oh, it's so good, but it burns your eyeballs.
Oh, yeah. And you know that you've known that you've had that chili for days.
Oh, yes. Yes, you do. But anyway, we would like to have, you know, a hot chili. And we're going to give a trophy, like I said, in each category. And all proceeds are going to go to help the Gateway Library.
All right. So we're with Dr. Kay Colby. Good morning.
Good morning.
And the last time we had the great pleasure of having you on is when we were talking about 75th Shasta Dam
celebration. Yes, last September.
Right. Wow. So now, do you live in Shasta Lake?
It seems like it.
And how are you involved with the library?
I am on the Gateway Board, the Shasta Lake Gateway Library Board. It's an all-volunteer nonprofit. Not a public-funded library, and we are fundraising for a new building. We're looking, you know, down the road, 10, 20 years, but we need to get a good start on this, and this chili cook-off will be an excellent start. We're hoping to raise, you know, a couple $1,000s. We need benefactors. We need donators, and we definitely need chili cooks. That's what we're trying to recruit today. The entry fee is just $20. Mm-hmm. You need $20 and 5 gallons of chili. Applications or the registration can be obtained at the Big Dipper restaurant. Ken Dalton actually brought this idea of a fundraiser to the library, and we've got a small committee, and we're up and running to make this a great success.
And the date for your entries, people, now you're looking for chili cooks.
Right. We'd like for them to be registered by January the 8th or preferably sooner so that we can get a list of who's going to be there and get the thing, you know, kind of set up. This is the first time that we've done something like this, so we're brand new at it, and we're just kind of stumbling along as we go.
Okay. Well, you know, it's a farewell roasting of your fire chief who's leaving.
That's right. 24 years, Adrian Rogers' native son has given his time and expertise to the city, and we are so very proud of him. And wiping back tears, we don't want to see him leave, but we did let him know we're going to make money off the opportunity. And so he is going to be roasted in a humorous way, and those of him, the community that know him very well, we're asking them to come on out and be part of the entertainment as we send him off on a good farewell.
Where's he going?
Bernie?
He's going to Bernie.
Yeah, he thought it would be more fun up there.
A lot more happening up in Bernie?
It seems to happen every year in Bernie.
And Bernie's a new challenge for him, and that's what he wants. He wants a new challenge.
Oh, he's going up to be a...
he's going up there to be their fire chief.
Oh, he's
going to
be fire chief in Bernie.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be running the whole operation up there from beginning to end. So
that is going to be a big challenge.
I was
going to
say, that's a little bit early for him to retire. He's still just a child.
No. Yeah, he is.
Well, we've met him on several occasions through, you know, Carl has spoken a few times at the...
big 9/11
the
ceremony.
9/11 as well as the...
Beautiful ceremony. Yeah.
Not only the 9/11 ceremony, they have the best Veterans Day parade ever. So anyway, again, January 10th is the chili cook-off and roast the chief, and that's going to be at the community center in the city of Shasta Lake. It's a 4 to 5 p.m. chili cook-off tasting, and you'll have chili cook-off winners announced and dinner for the roasting of Fire Chief Adrian Rogers. $5.
How do people get a hold of you?
They can call the Big Dipper Restaurant, 275-0366. They can call the Shasta Lake Gateway Library, 275-7490. Or they can come to my office, Shasta Lake Chiropractic, and we'll have tickets and registration and answers.
All right. Dr. Kay Colby and Rick Kern here. I'm sure we'll have you back on again before that.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your special announcement. You closet chili cookers, come on out.
Now's your time to come out.
Come out of the closet and show us your stuff.
What's first prize?
To be announced.
It's a trophy. You're going to have a trophy. You know what?
Yeah, we have a trophy in each category, but you know, we really haven't thought about a grand prize.
You guys will.
Carl, I think you just gave us a new challenge.
Something like that. It's
Listen, we've judged chili cook-offs. Oh. Yeah. We've judged the chili cook-off at the rodeo, I don't know, every year. And we love it, no matter what. We take a couple Beanos beforehand because I'm telling you, you don't know what you're eating. When you're tasting 10 or 15 chilies.
We've had some before that were just, wow. You know, when you sniff it, because you need to sniff it, get that aroma into your nostrils. What it does is it burns your nostrils.
Stick it on the tip of my tongue.
That's it. So, anyway. Don't put anything into your mouth that could hurt you. There you go. There's one of those things. Okay. Anyway, okay. Hey, thanks a lot. And again, give them a call at 275-7490 or 275-0366 to enter. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, we've got a couple minutes left here. Alliance Heating and Air is a place to go to when you're really working to keep your house warm. When's the last time you had filters cleaned? When's the last time you had your heating system checked to make sure it's really working effectively? With the cost of electricity the way it is, you need to make sure everything is working effectively. Alliance Heating and Air are the ones that can do that. Martin and his people. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day if it's an emergency. And if not, then they treat you like they would their own family. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org.
All right, now coming up in the 8 o'clock hour,
we have Senator Maurice Johannesson is going to be here joining us,
fantastic,
talking about his Veterans Center and all those things.
I wonder what car he drove today.
I'm not
so
sure.
So fun to watch him pull his cars out.
Well, you know what?
He's a collector.
You know, let me tell you what I've done. I've totally misread my clock here. And so I've got, two more minutes left here. And I've trapped our guest here, sitting here in
That's
the studio
right.
with us. Okay, well, I'm going to go back to Dr. Colby again when we're talking. You know, how many people were in today, and Rick, you're there. How many people were at the parade this year?
At the parade.
Thousands.
It was probably the biggest parade that we've seen in years, isn't it?
Every year it's better.
Well, every year. But some years, you know, it seems like there's, you know, it, depending on what the weather and everything looks like, but it looked like there was just more people there this time than ever.
There was a tremendous crowd up at the bend where the vehicles come up and turn around and go down. there was a tremendous crowd up there, which was really great because we had three announcers. We had an announcer up there, and then we had an announcer in the center part, and then where the dignitaries were, and then we had another announcer down the road. And it was fantastic to see these people go by. And we had some great entries. The Lions Club did absolutely fantastic of bringing in the representatives.
Yeah, they had it was absolutely, and it was a salute to the women veterans.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
And
plus, we had that guy, the who was the grand marshal, the speaker.
Oh, the lady from the she was a World War II veteran, Navy, served in the European theater.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, a very nice
for a town that's small, and y'all are small. You have some great events there. I mean, you've got the 9/11 ceremony. You've got the Veterans Day Parade. You have so many great things out there in the city of Shasta Lake. And I congratulate you all.
Thank you.
When we come back, Senator Johannesson is going to join us, and we've got a lot to talk about
what's
happening with our veterans in the Veterans Home and the plans for that area out there. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With current news, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. U.S. businesses hired at a solid pace last month, according to a private survey. Economist Ahu Yildirmaz of ADP Research.
We have been getting 200,000 jobs on a monthly basis. And on a fairly consistent basis for the past 12 months. And just a remarkably stable pace of job creation.
ADP says companies added 208,000 jobs in November. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says ISIS, also called Daesh in some parts of the world, is losing supporters.
Daesh's repellent nature is becoming more evident with every ugly execution and every former recruit's admission of being duped into believing Daesh is something that it most clearly is not.
Kerry speaking today in Brussels, Belgium. Heavy rain from a powerful Pacific storm flooded a freeway and sent residents in some wildfire-scarred communities of California scrambling for safety.
We've got a spillway, and we have a storm drain at the bottom of it. The spillway's loading up with mud and rocks.
That's Ventura County Fire Department spokesman Rich Micklin speaking to KNBC-TV. Camarillo Springs resident Joy Van Camp says most of her neighbors are already gone.
Most people left, so that's a good thing.
In Camarillo Springs, a dozen homes are under mandatory evacuation. Alabama may be number one in college football, but not Alabama Birmingham. Even though the pep band may still be cheering, the university president had some bad news about the football program.
We knew that we had to make some difficult but clearly necessary decisions.
UAB head football coach Bill Clark.
You know, it's hard not to be upset. I got coaches and families and players, and it's, we're hurt.
And UAB becomes the first major college to pull the plug on its football program since 1995. This is SRN News.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Cloud may be just another overused buzzword, but the cloud is an effective computing environment that can save your business time and money. Barracuda Networks is no stranger to the cloud. In fact, all of our security and storage solutions connect to the cloud for continuous updates and offsite redundancy. Barracuda's cloud also plays host to our email security, web security, file sharing, and e-signing services. We even offer solutions on Amazon's AWS and Microsoft's Azure public cloud platforms. To try any of our cloud-connected solutions free, visit barracuda.com/cloud.
Four of the remaining nine USS Arizona survivors of the Pearl Harbor attack are vowing that this year's anniversary will not be their last reunion after all. The men, all in their 90s, gathered for a news conference yesterday in a building overlooking the memorial that sits on top of the Arizona, a battleship that sank in the December 7th, 1941 attack. The actual 73rd anniversary of the attack is this coming Sunday. The National Weather Service says up to 6 inches of rain is possible in parts of Southern California by the time an intense Pacific storm ends later today. It's got people like Silverado Canyon resident Carolyn Reslinger telling KNBC-TV she's ready to pull out at any time.
If something bad happens and you got to get out super fast, then I want to be prepared just to go straight out of here.
And she says that's exactly what she'll do when the word comes. A single-day rainfall record that had been set back in 1961 was broken yesterday in Los Angeles. This is SRN News. Hershey is getting the high-fructose corn syrup out of some of its products and replacing it with simple sugar.
The company uses a mix of sugar and high-fructose corn syrup in its products, but a spokesman for Hershey says it's moving more towards sugar. In an emailed statement, Hershey said its work on exploring the replacement of high-fructose corn syrup is just underway and that it did not have a time frame. A representative for Hershey, Jeff Beckman, cited Take 5 and Fifth Avenue candy bars and York peppermint patties as examples of its products that use corn syrup. But he said classic Hershey bars are made with sugar. Keith Peters, SRN News.
In Bhopal, India. People turned out in the streets today to mark the 30th anniversary of the Union Carbide gas leak, the tragedy that left at least 15,000 people dead. It happened on December 3rd, 1984. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 8:05 in the morning, December the 3rd. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, he says as he tries to clear his throat. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a great day. And Linda, what exactly do we have to look forward to in weather today?
Oh, it's currently 52.9 degrees. In the downtown studios, as we go on to find out what our current update is. We have 100% chance of showers. Our highs today are going to be about 56. Showers tonight with temperatures around 48. As we look into Thursday and Friday, we have about 60% chance of showers on Thursday and Friday showers as well. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. They are locally owned, and they do give discounts to seniors and veterans. 365-3793.
There you go. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, with Espresso Joe's, having all the great coffees you could want at very, very reasonable prices. And you think about what's coming up for Christmas. How about those great little party presents you can give, or hostess presents of coffee, of different types of coffee, to stuff their stockings with, that they have at Tobacco and Brew. Also, they have you walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
Okay, so with us this morning, how are we doing here? Good morning, Bob. And how you're looking at the radar there, what's happening?
Did I turn you off?
No.
I'm trying to adjust the signatures.
Bob,
no.
Belongi, how
okay
does the
now
radar look?
Okay.
Well, we're seeing snow at extreme high elevations, which is anticipated. It looks like freeway travelers to the north will have a wet but otherwise okay run down the canyon. And in fact, my dear wife is on her way home from the Mount Shasta area, so glad to hear of that. Off to the east, looks like snow up in the Sierra foothills, and rain continuing to spread over the Redding area.
Well, you know, one of the things you said yesterday, Bob, I found really interesting, was that the with the rain coming first before the snow, which is a lot better than it hitting with snow first and then kind of freezing the ground, and then the rain comes, it can't soak in
and recharge the aquifers.
So now we're recharging the aquifers with all the rain, because the snow is really in the high elevations, so
as
it's allowing
it be,
them to come in. Now, the amount of water they're letting out of the dam seems to be concerning people too, but the
very complicated set of rules that dictate the releases.
Okay. Well, speaking of somebody that knows about
rules
and complicated rules, who cuts through them with the sword of reason.
We admire you.
Senator Maurice Yohannes. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, State of Jefferson.
And welcome to our show this morning.
The time has come for 51, yes. And you know what? I have a State of Jefferson hat that's probably the oldest State of Jefferson hat around. Mm-hmm. It was given to me by the senator. And it's how old is that hat?
Gosh, we've worked on that back in the 70s and then the 80s. This has been a fun project, you know, to do that. And, hey, if it could be real, I'd love it. But, you know, it's just one of those things.
Just one of those things.
And, by the way, on the weather side of it, I had a meeting with some PG&E people. We had some problems up at the ranch for delivery of water and so forth. And he says, don't worry about it next year. You're going to get plenty of water this year. I believe me, he says, this is going to be one stormy year. And I says, I love you.
Well,
thank
you. Know,
thank you.
Well, we need a stormy year. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
I mean, we need to do something because this, you know, what, 2 years of drought, and they were talking about a third year here. So it looks like it looks like from listening to the weather people that this, you know, the series of storms is going to continue.
I hope so. The first year I moved here. It rained for 4 months. I moved here. Into my house in December. And I don't think it really led up till April. And I remember thinking then, oh, my gosh, is this what I have to look forward to? Is this going to really be – because I just moved to Reading. And then I had a quick trip down to San Diego, and I was just, oh, gosh, it was sunny and everything came back. And so since then, you know, we've had drought. So it's – I know, you know, you pray for the opposite, that it rains and rains and rains because you know how much – our lake, our poor Shasta Lake, needs to be filled. And so anyway, that's good news.
It is good news. And I keep remembering 72, and I remember what happened the next year following that. And so I'm not, quite frankly, I'm not quite in the panicking mode on anything. So I think we're going to be fine. We're going to be fine.
I remember statements being made it was going to take 10 years for that lake to refill. It took two.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, you start talking too then about building more, adding another 16 feet of dam, and then the Sites Reservoir, you know, providing more places for water to be kept. I'm not sure about the raising of the dam, but.
Well, the thing is, and I have a little bit of knowledge in that area because I chaired the Oversight Committee on Water, Cal-Fed Water in California for about 5 years. Although nobody asked me about it, but that's fine. We have the reports, and it is clear that the only way we can have a solution for the water is that we got to have to store it.
Yep.
And so, and the storage of water is one of the things we have to have, and it pays for itself very shortly because you can put electric power out of it, and you can sell it to the farmers, and between that, you can pay for these things. But unfortunately, there's nowhere you can go in the state of California right now finding some snail darters or something that environmentally side of the interest is going to come out screaming, and that put the halt to just about everything. But we got to learn, and we got to make the hard choices.
Well, we just had one of our and somebody in our chat room just remark a little while ago about the fact that they wanted to clear out their. The drainage ditch behind your property has some sort of fairy fish in it, and the environmentalists across the street won't let the city of Reading go back there and clear it because of that. So they've got a big mess back behind your house.
Well, that's what we elect strong people to make decisions on the city council. And that's one of the things that we have to have. People going to have to understand that, you know, enough is enough now, but let's buckle down on this and start making decisions and making the hard decisions. And I'm not, believe me, you know, mea culpa. When I was the mayor and the sheriff supervisor and all the rest of it, we did the whole doggone, we did the same thing, but we also know, even at that time, we knew we had problems, but because the high building rate and all the rest of the stuff, we sort of glossed over it. And we didn't pay really that much attention to CalPERS and CalSTRS and all the rest of it. We didn't pay that much attention to. We should have. but we didn't. So I'm saying, you know, I was part of this wave that went in, and I'm guilty as anybody else ever been on this thing, and we did it. And the problem that we had, obviously, was that so much money was being made by the stocks and PERS and all the rest of the stuff that they said, hey, we can forgive you for a while now and don't put anything in there. And then all of a sudden, all hell broke loose. And now we find out we shouldn't have done that. So I'm as guilty as anybody. I was there. Yeah, but that doesn't mean we have to repeat ourselves.
Okay. Our guest is Senator Maurice Johannesson. We're going to take a quick break because I want to ask him. We're here to talk about the veterans' issues, but you know what? Now that we've got you here, after the elections, you know, I'm not going to waste this opportunity. Let's talk about a lot of other things, too. So we're going to talk about politics. We're going to talk about the veterans. We're going to talk about a number of things. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
Countdown to Christmas is on. Find your perfect Christmas at the amazing shops downtown. Carousel on Yuba Street is brimming with stylish designer clothes, beautiful handmade jewelry, and artwork made by local artists and fabulous scented candles. Get your girlfriends together and throw a private party for a fun way to celebrate this holiday season. That's Carousel at 1555 Yuba Street. Unique stores and more in beautiful downtown Reading. It's Christmas in the making.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSense. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days. And it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it. And you won't run out. Save time. Save gas. Save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy. Making your life easier.
So, Chris, December 9th, Haven's monthly Second Tuesday Club is meeting for lunch at Jersey Mike's Subs.
Lunch in a submarine? I didn't know we had a submarine in Reading.
It's a sub sandwich location, not a submarine in the water. Sorry, folks, she tries. Join us for lunch Tuesday, December 9th at Jersey Mike's on Browning Street next to Trader Joe's. Your support will allow Haven to continue to help thousands of animals with shelter and homes as Jersey Mike's kindly donates a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane's efforts.
I think lunch in a submarine would be really cool.
Maybe we could find you one and send you off on a tour for a really long time.
Nate Abarea here with Dr. Carino from Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, what do you say to the theory that chiropractors just crack your bones and that chiropractic adjustments are merely a quick fix?
I'd say that's completely false. The primary goal of an adjustment is to relieve pain and restore function in your body. Adjustments improve areas of reduced movement in the joints and surrounding tissues. The cracking sound you sometimes hear is actually caused by the slight opening of the joint space and the release of gas within that space.
Doc, what about the fear that many people have that chiropractic care is just too expensive?
Studies have shown that chiropractic care is actually more cost-effective than traditional medicine. When compared to most visits to the doctor's office, chiropractic care is not only less expensive, but it can offer a natural and healthy alternative.
How can folks reach you, Dr. Carino?
Give Shasta Spine Specialists a call at 243-2300. That's 243-2300. Or check us out online at ShastaDRX.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. ViStar Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, it is 54 degrees, 8:18 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction with Ted Leidy and his team of NRA instructors. Give the most complete concealed carry training in Northern California. And for a limited time, they're going to provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic class. Well, you can find out what kind of like pistol you may want to carry. It's not a bad idea. Or if the pistol you already have, you, of course, will take that through the course. Give them a call at 999-1822, 530-999-1822, or check out his website, readingccw.com. Our guest today is, we're honored to have Senator Maurice Johannesson here, and the man who is knows more about politics in Northern California, maybe other places, than any other person in the existence.
Globally.
And he shares it with us. But I tell
doubt
you what,
that.
let's start with the veterans. The Veterans Home, of course, is done, and you have you've got plans. You've got this vision, I guess I should say.
Well, that's
what can be done out there.
Well, this is an old used phrase that says, I had a dream. Not to borrow that, but the point is, we started on some of this stuff in the late 90s, and to have a, call it a veteran center for Northern California. People don't realize, I don't think, where Northern California is and what it is. We'd be serving an area which is larger than five states back east, and the transportation, the medications, and all the rest of the stuff. And by the way, too, people are starting to gravitate to the north because of all the problems in the south and so forth. So, and I don't blame them. And so we need to provide a place where the veterans can come and be taken care of. The five homes that I authored, of course, are already finished now, and the last one that was built was on Knighton Road. I picked up 16 acres across from that, which is a continuation of what we were trying to do with the cemetery and chapels and all the rest of it. And that 16 acres now is being planned for a 95-unit apartment on the west side. That apartment building is for senior veterans, handicaps, and so forth, that they can live there with their significant other, their wives, or whatever. And as long as they can reasonably take care of themselves, they can be there. If not, no longer can take care of themselves, then they now can be transferred over into the veteran home itself, that, for example, to the skilled nursing facilities. When you do that, then that saves a lot of space over the veteran home itself, only for skilled nursing and the higher level of care that they need to have. And when you do that, then, of course, the reimbursement from the federal is substantially higher than it would be for domiciliaries and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first. That particular one now, we already have a grading permit. We can go to work on that 95 unit. It's not a secret that we have tremendous fees to pay in Reading, and just the building fee alone, the city fee is required. It's going to be about $1,560,000.
Okay, can I?
That's hard to cut in.
Yeah, let me break in on this one, because I've seen the plans for the apartment building, 95 units. It's not an extraordinary. It's not like you're building the quote Taj Mahal there. This is a functional building that will have 95 units for veterans. And
their spouses, and their, I like to hear that.
Yeah, and their spouses and loved ones. And that, but the fees, the fees and the permits are $1.5 million?
Just for the permits, yes. But here, let's analyze some of this a little bit. The other thing that we envision, and I said we because I'm not the only one in
this. No, there's a lot of people in this.
We had a lot of people involved in this, and your family is involved in this too, you and your wife, and we know that.
Of course.
And the The next step there, which we're now working on as well, is a 104,000 square foot new clinic to be placed up there, because that part of that compound.
Mm-hmm.
That clinic is important because they now can take care of the people that is across the parking lot from them,
mm-hmm.
I mean, on the 16 acres. And so the people that live in the apartment building can be taken care of by the clinic next door. They just walk across the parking lot there. And the other thing that is a pilot bill to do that is some tremendous millions and tens of millions in savings that you can have by the fact that they now can also serve the veteran home with medication, prescriptions, and services as well. And that is also a tremendous amount of savings. So there's all savings for the state and the federal government. And incidentally, even the governor sent notice that he is all for getting that built. So we have everybody really behind us right now. But if you ever try to make a decision out of anybody in government, you know, you've got a tough road to hoe.
The fact is of moving the VA clinic out there, if this is what the plan is. First of all, that would allow enough room to put all of the VA clinic back under one roof, but allow room for expansion to other things, because love to see the CAT scans here and other treatments that we either have to go out in town for or send people down to Mather or someplace else to have that happen. And that costs a lot of money. So being able to have everything under one roof and have a regular transit system that brings people out there to the VA and back downtown or wherever they're from, all of that could be put into one location. And it's a great idea. Like I said, I've seen the plans for it. It's not ostentatious by any means. It's just something that can be done. But I realize that talking about $1.5 million to build the plans for this building. I mean, this isn't. How much is you think this will cost?
Well,
to build something like this.
Well, you're probably looking at about nine million or better.
It's going to cost $9 million. Does that include the $1.5 million in fees?
No,
that's just construction, right? Okay, so it's going to cost. So 10% of what it costs to build this is just fees.
Well, but you know there is a. Things that's been happening in the state, and we are by no means alone in this. We are forgetting that the cost of operations of the cities, mm-hmm. counties, have substantially increased over the years, especially in cities. Think of Stockton, think of Bell, think of all of these things. And so what happens is that the overhead, the salaries and overheads that we now have to be faced with in the city, that is costing so tremendous amount of money that unless you are really filthy rich or you're a big organization that can afford to write off for the next 4, 5, or 6 years in order to have a place here, like Costco can do it, and these people can do it. But what's happening in Reading is that most people have a dream and they want to build something, it's a small coffee shop, whatever it happened to be. And the cost of renovating and the cost of requirements that the city has now are so onerous that they spend just about every dime they have just to be able to open, and then they have no longer working capital, and they go out of town. They lose it. And these are some of the things that the new council is going to have to address. They're going to have to come up to grips on these. And like I said, we have been on this spending fringe, and we've been on this thing for so many years, and I was part of that too. I don't excuse myself for all the stuff I did either, because I was part of the council on the board of supervisors when we started this binge, and all this spiking and all the stuff that has been going on, this just now really come to the forefront.
It's coming home.
This coming home.
Coming home to roost.
And we're going to have to start making some serious decisions. That is not to blame anybody. I blame myself on some of this stuff, but you know.
It takes a vote. Well, you know, I find it honorable that you say, hey, look, we started this because under the circumstances we had right then. And, you know, and it's easy to look back into, Monday morning quarterbacking. I mean, we could have avoided Pearl Harbor too.
Good point, Colonel.
When you go back and you look at it. But the thing is now it's time, and Linda accuses me of that I do this too easily, is I just cut things loose. Okay, fine. That was in the past. Let's move forward. Exactly. And I forgive things. Well, I don't forget them, but I forgive things. Not about you, honey. But I'm talking about other things that have happened.
You're in trouble, boy.
You're in trouble. No, I forgive and forget. She, on the other hand, will forgive.
I'm a little bit of a grudge holder.
She holds grudges.
I got to get over that.
Anyway, go ahead. The fact is what we've got to do is what you're saying is we've got to take the steps forward. We're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is Senator Mauricio Hannis. And now I'd like to talk about the way forward that you see here in the city and the state and the county from your experience, because you've been on that other end where you just said, you know what, look at all the money we have and let's move forward. Right. Let's get all the stuff here. But now it's an austere time. We've just got a brand new council in. The votes already are 4-1. I'd like to talk a little bit about that and where you see us going here. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
For Italian families, the holiday means food, fun, and familia. This holiday season, Kathy and I would like to invite you to celebrate your holiday with us here at Mary's Pizza Shack. And for a limited time, get $10 in Mary's money when you buy a $50 gift card. Or go big, get $20 in Mary's money with a $100 purchase. Share your homemade comfort food at your office or in your home with Mary's Party Trays. See our catering menus or call for a complete list of menu items available. Call Mary's Pizza Shack in Reading at 247-1110 or in our Anderson location at 378-1110. Mary's Pizza Shack, homemade for the holidays.
Happy holidays from our family to yours.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 8:32 in the morning. I guess it's now 8:33 in the morning, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 54 degrees. It's going to be raining all day and tomorrow. Get down to 48 tonight, 54 degrees right now. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, man's last stronghold. Everybody likes going to Cypress Square Barbershop. What can I say? It's the cheers of barbershops. Our guest Senator Maurice Johannesson was with us, and let's go to the phones. Billy Bob, good morning. I bet I know what you're going to talk about. I bet it's going to have to do so after you heard the senator say $1.5 million in fees and permits.
Oh my God.
For a $9 million building. For a $9 million building.
And this is what I've been screaming about, Carl. And these people don't get it. I mean, all my construction buddies are out of work. There is nothing going on. We're dying. We're dying on the vine out here. And when he comes up with that type of an exorbitant government fee, and this is where government is standing in the way of the people. And if we have to do something. And Maurice, thank you for everything you've done for this area and the veterans, and more power to you, and keep up the good work. But this is absolutely ludicrous. And I will continue to pound the table and scream and yell on this issue. And if these city council people don't get it, they're stupid. Okay? Thank you. Thanks again, okay. Maurice.
Well, listen, they got it. Bob. They got it. They understand it. There are intelligent people there, but they're dealing with some very touchy issues, some very touchy issues. It has to do with unions. It has to do with rank and file. It has to do with the strength of management. My forte really always have been I'm a CEO type. I'm a manager. I give orders. I don't take them too well, but I give orders. And it things that we have to recognize is once you recognize the problem, then you have to start working and chipping away of it. And I do know that the people that is on the council, these are not stupid people. These are good people. These are people who are capable of getting together. But the difficulty that we have, we must be able to count to three. And in every proposal that comes to the city council or any government agency, you need to find out just exactly what we need to do. Take a part out of one or part out of another one, and pretty soon you get into the idea that not only do you have to cooperate with it, but you also got to be able to understand the background and the point of view of the people that is there. And sometimes you can't bridge that gate, but you got to try it.
So what do you think should be done? I mean, we're facing these problems with public safety. We're facing the problems with not enough money, the cost of building everything, and it just, you know, what should be their first solution? Or which way do you think they should head, Senator?
Well, I think they should take each item, thank you, take each item in an entity on its own, and that's go chipping away at it. If it is a building that needs to be built, what is the effect going to be? What is the long-term building? For example, what we're trying to do now over at the center, I call it, over at the Veterans Center, is that there is private financing that is available to do these things. We can do it. They can bond it and all the rest of the stuff. And as a matter of fact, the fees on this stuff may be so high that unless you do get something like that, it won't fly. And as was suggested to me, which is a true story, and I'm tempted, if there's no way I can go through all this stuff and get all this stuff done, I'm just going to give it to the state and the federal government with a provision that they complete what I have started. I'll donate the whole thing to them, at which time they have no responsibility to the city or the county. They can do it with no fees or nothing.
Okay. Well, that's one way of doing it, you know, yeah. And you know, why not? Let's go to the phones. Mark, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing fine, Mark.
Good. Listen, I didn't listen or wasn't able to listen in the first hour, so I don't know what was said, but, you know, your 4-1 indication on the vote from the council last night makes me think that you're probably aware of the fact that Missy MacArthur and, you know, the rest of them other than CAD voted to have the public comment permanently moved into the last part of the council meeting.
Oh, yeah, we've discussed that. That was the first 45 minutes. People were calling in on that one.
Oh, I must have missed it. I thought I wanted to make sure that was on the table.
Oh, no, oh, no, that was on the...
You know, kind of as an indicator as to, you know, what the council, where it's going, and, you know, what they really care about. It, you know, I don't think they really care about the input from the public.
Well, I think that the their first votes were an indication that 30 minutes was too long to take to listen to people. But the senator had a real good comment on that, too. He and I were talking about that when you said if you don't give them a voice, then they get – and then the anger starts rising.
Well, that's my opinion, too. I think these guys are just going to keep playing the rope out. They're going to hang themselves the way they're headed already.
Okay. Thanks, Mark.
All right. Thanks a lot, Carl. You guys have a great day.
You too.
Well, the point we have to bear in mind, you know, and I've been a mayor, chair of supervisors, and said, I've been there, done that. And I always feel that try to get through the controversy before you get to the meat. Because if you go through the meat, if you will, of the agenda items, and you go through that, by that time, people are so frustrated. And vent, then they vent their spleen. But if they have a chance to do it ahead of time, then it, not besides not only the courtesy, but do it ahead of time, then you will find probably by the time you come to the work that the council or the supervisor, whoever does, by the time you get to that, then you either have answered the questions that they come to hear. But if they sit there and stew for the next hour, 2, 3, 4 hours sometimes, by that time, have you ever stayed in line at the bank or anyplace else and you stand there and you stand there and you stand there? You give you time to get ticked off. So why don't we do the best thing we can, set limitations. You know, we have people that show up all the time and it, you know, fine, but set some limitation of time that they have to speak and stay with it. But at the same time, look for ideas coming out of there because people, believe it or not, people are pretty bright. And I think that the more angry they become, the less bright they become all of a sudden. And you break the dam and there it comes.
Yep.
So do it first. Just do it first.
It just makes sense to me. Yeah. And, you know, the fact is, too, is that, you know, I try to tell everybody that's in here that perception is reality to people. And when they think that the people they elected just don't really care and they don't want to listen, even if it's a small percentage of them, it's indicative of other things, which leads into the fact of the EDA and the clawback. If people believed there was transparency in government and their government didn't lie to them, it wouldn't be a big thing at all. It wouldn't have made any difference yet because people are so wrought up about politics and the fact that they believe is that the government does not want them to know everything, starting from the feds all the way down to the city. Even if it's not a big thing, it becomes a big thing.
It is just the minor things are big things to some people.
Yeah.
And obviously, in the case that you're citing here about the clawback and so forth, there would have been no reason, really, to take care of it up front.
Right.
Do it. And I think that – and I wasn't in somebody's back pocket listening to everything anyway.
Right.
But when you deal with transparency, let it be transparency.
Sure.
Let the chips fall where it may. But be able to defend your decision and why.
Yeah.
And there is no reason not to do that. I think people are intelligent enough to understand things. I find it difficult to believe that some people in government all of a sudden think they are the brains of the outfit and everybody should follow. You have ideas, sell it, but go to the people and say, hey, this is what we can do. This is what we really can do. And we can.
You know, the thing is that I hope what the new city council can do is come up with a cohesive plan to end some of the problems we have, or at least address the concerns we have. And they've talked about it, and both Brent Weaver and Kristen Schrader have said about let's have a plan immediately. Let's go work with the staff. And then the mayor, Francie, said, well, you know what, this could be a lot of extra work. Maybe we should do this in February, where obviously we need a plan now. This is what they ran on. This is the platforms they ran on was an immediate plan. And I think that they should be able to, at some point, be able to get, you know, at least the plan put together about what we're going to be facing this year. I mean, we've got problems with money. We've got problems with crime, as you know, and then with Proposition 47, it's not getting any better.
Well, it isn't getting any better, and I can tell you what. Now that we roused them out of all of the backyards and all of the counties or whatever it is, you know something? What do we do with them now? We have to find a plan.
What are we going to do with
them? You can't just go in and raid their camps and throw them out and say, that's up to you, buddy. No, where are you going to go? You can't do that because there are people, too. And then we got to find some place in which we can do this, and we have to find a solution to where they go.
I know this place up past Shingletown. Real nice area back there. It's got water, nice house, a big
thank
garage.
Thank you.
You know,
I know where you're going.
Could probably put a couple hundred, 300, maybe 400 out there. You know, if we let's go to the
no.
let's go to the phone.
Howard, you're on the show live.
Good morning.
Good morning, Howard.
And Senator, thank you so much for all you do and all you have done for the North State and for the people. I've known you for a number of years, and you may not recognize me, but I know you. Anyway, my comment relating to last night, I've served two terms on a school board here in Reading. Personally, a personal experience, and we always had public comment at the beginning after the formal start of the meeting so that anybody in that school district could come and address the board. And that always wasn't pleasant. But nonetheless, like you said, Senator, you get the differences out of the way at the beginning so that you can conduct a meeting. And I also am on a water board up in Trinity County. And when we have our meetings, we also have a public comment at the beginning of the meeting after the pledge and, you know, the treasurer's report, secretary's report. We started out that way. And, you know, I've found over the years that the public sometimes puts forth great ideas that are very helpful, especially in, in both the school board and the water company. So that's all I wanted to say, and I want to say thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. It's
thank you, Howard,
honor.
For your comments.
No, this is one of the things that it always amazed me. It truly, truly amazed me. I have more luck than anything anybody ever deserved to have. Military taught me a lot. And I think the discipline that is taught in the military and all the rest of the stuff, more people should have it, quite frankly. There could be another solution behind that, but you get hung if you try to do it right now. But I think that, you know, they have to understand that if you start from the premise, let's deal with the most difficult things first. If you do that, rather than try to ignore it, do the difficult thing first, because once you do that, you're right. Sometimes some of these people come up, you may not 100% agree with them, but they have kernels of truth. And that truth can spread, and that truth can destroy you. So what you need to do is learn, listen, learn, and then don't berate them for what they do. But the fact is, once you do the hard part first, the easy part comes later.
Everything else falls
into
place.
If you do not do it that way, you're going to get yourself into a heap of trouble.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is Senator Mauricio Hanison, and he's talking about how the listening to people is the secret to being a successful public servant. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I've been in practice for 10 years as owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. Not only do we have fun seeing entire families and athletes, but we see the hard workers of this town. We love our occupational athletes. Work better, feel better, reduce injury, prevent chronic disease, boost metabolism, increase energy and productivity, live a healthier and pain-free life with my new exercise app for your phone and computer. Check us out on Facebook at HealthWise Chiropractic. For a free one-month trial, use Dr. Maria 1. We love our occupational athletes at HealthWise Chiropractic.
Orchard Nutrition Center buys locally to not only support our North State growers and vendors, but buying locally also reduces the time from grower to market, which ensures that your family has the freshest, most nutritious products available.
My name is Pam Giacomini. I'm with Hat Creek Grown Beef up in Hat Creek. Orchard Nutrition Center has been showcasing our product for several years, and we are now their exclusive grass-fed beef producer. They're also cooking our deli rounds in their deli and produce their roast beef sandwiches out of it. Working with the crew here is just fantastic.
fantastic. We really appreciate their work with us and their embracement of local products and good local producers.
Hi, I'm Richard Bloom. We manufacture the MSM Health Solutions products in Anderson, California. It's really good to see a local company like Orchard getting behind manufacturers locally and helping us to produce here locally to sell our products locally.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store. Visit them at 221 Locust Street in Reading or on the web at orchardnutrition.com.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
What's more important than family? At Karen Aventino Family Dentistry, quality dental work is our passion. We want your family to look and feel their best. A warm and friendly face, a welcoming atmosphere, and modern dental technology are what you'll notice at Karen Aventino Family Dentistry. We're located on Hartnell Avenue, next to Holiday Market. Call us at 222-6939. That's 222-6939. Karen Aventino Family Dentistry.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas Tynan and holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Yeah, Carl and Linda Bott, the
hey,
you know,
isn't it hump day?
Oh my word. It's hump day.
You gotta look for that.
Our phone callers just kind of threw me.
It's really a crack up. This is what we love about live radio. So Chief of Police Rob Pelletti just stuck his head in the door. He does that. He comes in and he throws a piece of paper in front of Carl and he talks about something. We just love it. And Maurice, we are so very blessed to have a great, we love him.
Wait a minute, here it comes.
Here we go.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
It's, you know, just such pop. Bad pop.
It's anyway.
The senator's rolling his eyes like, oh,
how
no.
What did he walk into here? Tomorrow is the last time this year for Linda's Christmas show at Wind River tomorrow night from 7 to 9 a.m. Give him a call.
It's not 7 to 9 a.m.
I'm sorry, p.m. 7 to 9 p.m. Tomorrow night at Wind River in the Elements Lounge, Romance on the River. But it's going to be your Christmas show, too.
It's going to be Christmas. Lou White will be there. I have Bruce Kalin on bass and Pat Karch on keyboards and Bobby Veramentes. And so the Bluebirds, we call it Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. And, I understand there's not too many tables left. So I think you better give a call, 243-3377. I say that every time, but I mean, it's going to be a great Christmas night. And of course, with Lou there, we're going to be doing some little like fun dance music as well. So it's get into the Christmas spirit and come out and enjoy our night with Lady Bot and the Bluebirds at the Elements Lounge in Wind River.
Okay.
And it's not smoking now, folks. You don't have to worry about that ghastly thing that, you know, makes you feel like you're going to have loogies for days.
Can I, before you throw me out of here, Carl, can I tell you something?
Of course you can, sir.
Some of the best things that we have for the veterans is you and your wife. That's number one. But you are Lieutenant Colonel, Marine. I forgive you for part of Marine, but other than that, and then...
I joined very young.
You must have been. And the chief Paletta just showed up, and I tell you what, I love him.
He's a good guy.
Isn't that amazing? He's also Lieutenant Colonel. He in the active duty, actually, and he has the air about him
which I tell them, I says, people listen. Why? Because you are in command. You're used to command. You've used to given orders, and they back off when they do that. So what I'm asking the city to do, start giving orders and clean up the mess, because it can be done. I wish I was 20, 30 years younger. I would do it.
Well, I tell you what, it can be done. And yes, we've got to do is come up with a plan.
Leadership.
And a leadership there. Because
yeah,
I tell you, you know, Kurt Starman is waiting. He's waiting for somebody to point him in a direction so he can put the staff to work on it. Let's go to the phones. Don, thank you for waiting.
Good morning there.
Good morning.
I went to the city council meeting last night to observe the what I'm calling the inauguration of the new city council members. And I have to say that it's a new breath of fresh air in that room. The mayor, Francie Sullivan, has finally been installed. Kristen Schrader, Brent Weaver, and it was actually pleasant to sit there. Not that I'm opposed to, shall we say, controversy, especially during open time, comment time,
mm-hmm,
but they did vote, as you probably know, to keep the comment time at the end of the agenda, and I can see why, because last night, again, 5 to 6 blatherers, I'm calling them, with their egos out front, again, were allowed to go up, but at the beginning of the meeting.
Yeah.
And we had to sit there and listen to their ego just say virtually nothing. They were extremely rude. They were offensive. They were threatening. Several of them were very threatening. And I don't know what that has to do with city business. There's a time to make critique, and there's a time to blow your steam. Do that in the city square, but not at city council meetings where real business is to be conducted. And so they, as far as I know, they voted to put the comment time at the end of the agenda, and it'll have a second reading next month. So, and I'm going, so what's wrong with that? If those people are really interested in city issues, why would they not want to, what's the difference between them being at the end of the front, of the beginning of the session?
Well, at the beginning
they
of
just
the...
want an audience to listen to them is all they're interested in. And they're
what about the ones that, but this is your opinion too, Don. This is your opinion too about their blathering.
That it is.
What about ones that have things that are important about,
well,
bringing up stuff that, I mean, that,
and
they've actually.
At well, 10 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, they're still going to be there listening.
Well, it's not going to be, well, why can't they, why don't they have the
pardon?
Right to talk earlier in the meeting instead of having to wait till 10:30, 11 o'clock?
That actually has nothing to do with it. The city council members are going to be there listening intently at regardless of what time it is. But the general public doesn't have to sit there and listen to the egos that, you know, are spewed forth. I mean, again, nothing concrete. Is virtually said. They repeat the same thing over and over, and the threats are to me totally unnecessary. If they want to threaten a city council member or staff, they should do it on their own time, not on my time or your time.
Okay, Don, thanks a lot.
How's that for an opinion?
Hey, well, you know what? All opinions are welcome on this show. You know that, Don.
Absolutely,
well,
my experience, not only as a city council member and a mayor of Reading, as a chairman of the Board of Supervisors, and that of the 9 years I spent in the Senate, I had 17 committees. I chaired a couple of three of them. If you don't think it is a problem, you come to meetings where the farmers are there and you talk about water. I had a oversight committee on water. That was my chairmanship, oversight committee on water. You can go right down the line. And let me tell you, you think we got controversy here?
Yeah.
Think again. And I'm just talking from my own experience and my own opinion. And
you think it should be at the, you think it should be up front?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, you know what? And that's what, you know, it's a great thing about talk radio is that we get everybody's opinions here.
Even has-beens like me.
Well,
we just have a few minutes left,
like
actually,
one.
So,
okay.
Let's go to Roberta. A quick comment, please.
Yes, I don't know where that last caller was last night.
The council meeting I attended certainly could not be described the way he did. All the comments were to the point, and I thought courteous.
Well, you know what? That's and here you go. We have one caller.
Two people seeing the same.
I have seen both ways, frankly, Roberta, at the meetings, and I was not at the one last night. I was already had another commitment, but that's interesting. That, you know, in your opinion, that hey, people went right to the point, and as the senator says, and this is my opinion, that the first 30 minutes of the city council meeting should be open to public comment. And if
absolutely,
there are,
Carl.
And if, yeah,
thanks for the program.
You bet, Roberta. Thank you very much. You know, frankly, that I don't see where that's a problem, because at the end of the evening, the city council is going to have a lot of other things going too at that point, because they have to meet some more. Anyway.
Well, Senator Johansson, thank you so much. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
To you both of you.
To you and Marianne.
And you are such a big part of our community, sir. I mean, you and
Marianne. Talk about service.
Wow. Service to our community. And we are just honored to know you and to have you on our show.
Well, sometimes I may not be part of the 2040 Club, but we still should use some of those old people. We have history, we have knowledge, and we should use it.
Hey, we still got fire in the furnace there. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have Jim Hill, who heads up the air cover. Drones, you want to talk about drones? We're having them on tomorrow. Jim Hill heads up air cover, the drone company right here in Reading. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. Have a great day today. Be careful out there. It's raining. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Honda's recall of driver's side airbags being expanded to all 50 states. Those airbags can explode with excessive force, sending shrapnel into the passenger compartment. The bags are made by Japan's Takata Corporation. The company's Hiroshi Shimazu contends a nationwide recall is not warranted by the facts.
We believe that properly manufactured and installed, the inflators we are producing today will work as designed to save lives for the expected life of the automobiles.
Shimazu testifying today before House lawmakers. 208,000 jobs added to private sector payrolls last month, that according to payroll processor ADP. Economist Ahu Yildirim says take-home pay also looking up.
We are seeing some indications that the tightening labor market is resulting in a pickup in wage growth. So as the...